He seemed calm, if slightly irritated that valuable time was being wasted in a court proceeding. The key issue was whether Disney had breached Katzenberg's contract by refusing to pay him his bonus, in which case it owed him the bonus plus interest. Thus, any motive on Eisner's part to breach the contract, such as personal hostility toward Katzenberg, was also an important element of the case. On the critical contract issue, Eisner insisted that he never agreed to continue Katzenberg's 2% bonus, notwithstanding various deal memos in Welles's handwriting that contained the provision. "You never heard or saw the name Project Snowball?" Fields asked. "No," Eisner said. "Not that I recall." Fields handed him a memo addressed to him titled Project Snowball. "I don't think I ever saw this memo," Eisner said. Fields handed him another one labeled Project Snowball Highly Confidential from Frank and Cheryl F. to Michael Eisner. "You didn't see that one either?" "I don't recall seeing it, no." After more testimony on the 2% bonus, and how Welles and Eisner had long assumed it would be worthless, Fields abruptly switched subjects, turning to notes taken by Tony Schwartz for Eisner's autobiography. "Did you consider yourself the cheerleader and Mr. Katzenberg merely the tip of your pom-pom?"
"No."
"Didn't you say that to Mr. Schwartz? That's how you looked at him?"
"Mr. Schwartz has that in his notes, I believe. I don't believe I said it. If I said it, I'm quite sure it was in humor."
"You don't think Mr. Schwartz made that up, do you?"
"I don't know."
"Do you think he made it up?"
"Probably not."
"So you probably said it."
"In humor," Eisner finally conceded.
Fields continued. "Did you tell Mr. Schwartz that you hated Mr. Katzenberg?"
"In one conversation when he pushed me on things that Mr. Katzenberg had done, I did say that."
"You said, 'I think I hate the little midget?'"
Eisner looked uncomfortable.
"I think you're getting into an area that
is ill-advised," he warned. "I don't think it's productive, Mr. Fields, to ask what he was referring to that prompted that response. It was completely private. It has never been in a rough draft or in my book, which only looked at the bright and light side of my relationship with Mr. Katzenberg predominantly. And if you pursue this line of questioning, it will put in the public record those things that I think are not necessary to be in the public record."
"Didn't you say on more than one occasion that you hated Mr. Katzenberg to Mr. Schwartz?"
"I probably did hundreds and hundreds of hours interviewing Mr. Schwartz. Probably out of humor, out of gross unpleasantness. I did not hate Mr. Katzenberg. I still do not hate Mr. Katzenberg. We had a very long and fruitful relationship. There are things that I'm sure that I did that provoked his dislike and hatred of me, and vice versa at one moment in time. But to characterize it as me hating him is absurd, and is going down a direction that I think is not in your client's best interest or mine, but particularly your client's. But that's up to you."
Fields turned to more of Schwartz's notes. "Did you say to Mr. Schwartz, 'I don't care what he thinks, I am not going to pay him any of the money?'"
"I would say again, in anger, I said that."
With that, Fields rested. He had gotten exactly what he wanted out of Eisner, an admission of personal animus toward Katzenberg that meant he wouldn't pay him any money even if he owed it.